ABC Radio Australia.
Today marks the 50-year anniversary of the Balabo Five murders. Five Australian journalists working in East Timor who were killed by Indonesian forces as they reported on an invasion in the border town of Balabo. Today, Balabo is a very different place, with the anniversary being used to celebrate press freedom. But the events remain raw for family members of the Balabo Five. And 50 years on, they're still calling for justice. Pacific reporter Nick Sass is in Balabo and filed this report.
Walking around the streets of Balabo, seeing its landmarks and buildings, brings up a mix of heavy emotions for Evan Shackleton. It was in this town, 50 years ago, where his father took his last breath.
That's the flag house down there, the blue one. And when we came here in 2003, it jumped straight out. It was pretty much the only building left here after the militia had gone. I think they'd either smashed, burnt or both. Everything else was here.
The flag house is where Evan's father, Channel 7 reporter Greg Shackleton, painted an Australian flag, nicknaming it the Australian Embassy. The journalists thought it would protect them. It didn't. And Evan's father, along with his four colleagues, were murdered by the invading Indonesian army. For Evan and the Balabo Five families, it was the start of 50 years of pain, with the Australian government long being accused of a cover-up, and the Indonesian army maintaining, to this day, they were killed in crossfire.
When people lie to you and they pretend that it's the truth, and you know it's not the truth, that made me angry.
From the moment they were killed, the government of the day and subsequent governments have just basically covered up what was happening.
That was fellow Balabo Five family member Greg Cunningham, the brother of murdered journalist Gary Cunningham. He says these days all the families want is an apology. He will not attend the anniversary in Balabo, preferring to have his own day of remembrance in Melbourne.
The next few days, especially the next week, is going to be a rather emotional time.
In a statement, the Australian government said it mourned the deaths and remained committed to transparency. The Indonesian government told the ABC it would prefer to move forward. Neither government offered an apology. Former Victorian Premier Steve Brax is now a fellow of the Balabo House Trust, a charity constructing schools in the region. He says that is one of the positives to come out of the tragic events.
To see that, you know, we've had all these developments that the community in Australia has got behind Balabo and made sure we had something good for the future.
And on the streets in Balabo, they are celebrating. The day is now used to celebrate press freedom. For Evan, this trip is his second time to Balabo after visiting in 2003. And today, although he's still angry, he's found perspective. And what's changed for you since over the past 20 years, seeing it now, Balabo?
I think I feel better about things now. I think I feel some sort of kinship with the people here.